It's a time of unease in American public education, not just from the funding cutbacks that pinch many schools in a period of austerity, or the host of society's problems that spill into life at school, but also from the anxiety provoked by a relentless regimen of high-stakes standardized testing. Yet for author Mike Rose, a professor of education at UCLA, there are many hopeful moments when the wonder of genuine learning resounds in our schools. And to witness some of those moments, as told in his popular book, Possible Lives, Mike Rose set off on a journey.
Whenever I could get time off, I went for over a period of 4 years around the country looking at good public school classrooms, rural and urban, the South, the Northeast, Midwest, border towns, you name it. And my goal was to try and document what goodness looks like in classrooms. And I particularly focused on classrooms in areas that for the most part were pretty poor, because those are the areas that are the focus of school reform all the time and our collective wringing of our hands about what we need to do as a nation. And the wringing of the hands is justifiable because we do need to We do absolutely need to address the fact that we do a bad job by a lot of kids.
The litany of complaints about schools range from failure in some cases to impart basic skills, to the problem of undisciplined students who disrupt education, to overcrowded classrooms, to concerns about violence, safety, and drugs at school.
But it's an interesting thing to focus on the good, especially at a time of such dismissal of public education. And I got to see young people from all walks of life and all regions. I got to see them engaged with school and doing smart things. I got to see teachers who really cared and were sharp and thoughtful. And when you see this time and again, it begins to accumulate into this kind of anthology of possibility in your head. I mean, it's almost like what humanistic psychology was about, right? This, let's look at healthy examples of humanity and see what they teach us. And so in that same way, looking at these classrooms became over time this kind of journey through the good that gave me this rich sense of what is possible in school. And that got me to think of how problematic our typical critique of school is, the kind of critique that we hear all the time and that we live with. People say, oh, you know, the public schools have failed, or, geez, one talk host here in Los Angeles called them garbage, of all things. I mean, the kinds of things that are said about the schools and the children in them are just abhorrent. And It made me realize how powerful and important it is to have a critique that is built on images of possibility rather than just despair.
The images described in Mike Rose's book, Possible Lives, include a 10th grade history class in Chicago where students became animated while turning over the question of whether the Constitution gives an absolute right to free speech. And the elementary school class in a poor section of Baltimore, where kids are reading a story about tiny crustaceans known as hermit crabs, and then observe actual hermit crabs in different water temperatures to answer a first grader's question of where they like to live. These opportunities to enrich a young person's life mean a lot to Professor Mike Rose.
Let me give you just a little bit of background. I'm the first person in my family to graduate from college. And in fact, I'm probably about the third, maybe fourth person to graduate from high school even. So my family, they were Italian immigrants, working class folks. My mother had to drop out of school in the seventh grade to take care of the family. My father didn't have any education at all. So my background was not atypical for a lot of working class kids or the children of immigrants. Poor immigrants, working class immigrants. I didn't have a very good education, by and large. And it wasn't until my senior year in high school when a high school English teacher caught my fancy. He was just one of these guys that, you know, wanted to teach his heart out, and he worked like a dog. And he somehow found me. He made us write tons of papers, filled them with feedback. He got me to really pay attention to my writing. And he managed to help get me into college on probation. My grades were pretty miserable up to meeting him. And then at college, fortunately, I bumped into a couple teachers who really took me under their wing. And these were the kinds of people who made such a huge difference in my life. And I am convinced that that's why I ended up valuing teaching so much, and then through a kind of circuitous route ended up being a teacher and being in education for the rest of my professional life.